الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا: ألا إن في الجسد لمضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. It is only Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam Allah Ta'ala has brought us here for this very important purpose of our life, to realize that we are the slaves of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala has sent us for this very great purpose to become the beloveds of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And when a person realizes this, then he'll be yearning to find a beloved that who can guide me to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As our Hazrat explained so beautifully, as Hazrat Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that to become a lover is very easy. Anybody can love a rose. A rose, because you can be a poor person, you can be a rich person, whoever. And to be a lover is easy, but to be a beloved, we need qualities. And that is why myself, all of us, we should realize that we all want to become the beloved of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made it so easy that outwardly it's extremely difficult to become a beloved if we only understand the reality that to be a beloved you need qualities. And if we just think and ponder who is Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is why Allah Ta'ala has brought us with a score that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wants us to get an iota of, and not even iota, we won't even get, we can't even measure that what is the ma'rifat, the recognition of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When a person, for example, Hazrat gives a simple example, especially these days we're able to understand that many a times a father leaves the home to go to goes to another country to do work and to earn a living, and while the child was still a baby or he was still not born. And then when the child was born, the mother explained to him that your father looks like this. All the time the mother used to explain to him, your father is gone so many years, 16 years he's gone away from home, but regularly he keeps contact. Now the son outwardly has got the description of his father. He knows his father's name, everything. But one day a letter came to the mother from the father that after so many years I'm coming back home. So the mother said, tells the son, now your father is coming and you have to go and fetch him from the airport. So the son says, I don't know my father. Outwardly you described him, my father, his name is, whatever his name is, Abdurrahman, Ahmad, whatever. So how am I going to recognize him, and how is my father going to recognize me? So the mother said, one of his old friends stay in our village, so you go with him. So the son was very anxious, I'm going to meet my father. But if you just know your father's name, and you know your father knows that he's got a son, but you don't know who's really your father, how hard work he did, and how, what is really his description, and outwardly what you all think in your mind is something else, and what is reality is something else. Like, so Hazrat says, now this person go with that old uncle or the old man from the village who is supposed to be respecting. And today also Hazrat teaches us, in the old days our parents used to teach us that a Muslim person, elderly woman, and even those that are elder than us, don't call them auntie and uncle. Even if it's not your father's brother, but call him with respect. This is my chacha, or not uncle so and so. So how we call our elders, those that are connected, those that are our family members, out of respect, we should say, this is whatever the uncle's name or whatever the person's name is, this is Hasan Chacha, or this is, so he's more connected to your brother, to your father, then you'll respect him as your father's brother. Similarly, today for everybody we'll just say uncle. Uncle is respect for those people who don't have iman. Whereas outwardly to us, we know, from whichever background we come, outwardly that will be respect. But as Allah Ta'ala has brought us here, myself, all of us, then we'll realize every moment of our life, every nafs of ours, every breath is in the control of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's system is to make us realize Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is in control of the whole world. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made it that Allah Ta'ala has first made our body in the womb of the mother. And before our bodies, Allah made our reality, our arwah. And as we're learning over and over this whole cause of Anwarus Salah, and this is actually not just the Anwarus Salah. Anwar means is a plural of Nur. Allah Ta'ala is one. Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. But Allah Ta'ala is the Nur of that Allah waliyul ladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah is one. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. And Allah Ta'ala's Nur and Iman is Tawheed is only one Allah. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. And connected to anybody else besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, like Shaitan or myself, Allah save us, that we come to the man of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, but we come with any ulterior motive, that I want to be recognized. Whereas in reality, Allah Ta'ala has informed us through our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam, and in the Qur'an Kareem, over and over Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala reminds us, أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الْإِنسَانَ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. That this human being, we made him most honorable. And to realize our honor and dignity, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has sent the chain of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. So Allah Ta'ala has made it very easy to recognize who we are. Otherwise, when we don't follow the man of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and Shaitan, Allah Ta'ala warned from the beginning, warned our forefather, our great-grandfather, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, that inna shaitana lakum aduun. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ أَدُوهَا. Shaitan is your enemy and is your open enemy. So be careful. He will just, and Shaitan got no real power. All he will do is this waswasa. This all this doubts that he'll put in your mind. And this doubt, as Hazrat explained so beautifully in yesterday's majlis also, let Allah give me tawfiq and understanding, that this doubt, when it comes in your mind, now you'll be thinking all the time. And then all everything of our life goes upside down. That now you're thinking ahead, that I'll tell this person this, he will tell me that. Whereas a person should realize that I am the slave of Allah Ta'ala, beg Allah Ta'ala, Rabbi khfirli zunubi, waftah li abwaba rahmati. When Allah has called us to become the lovers of Allah and come to the house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and as we are trying to realize myself through the anwarat of the bayan of our Hazrat and our Mashaykh, that here we have come first for our blocked hearts to be open. And this is not the heart that we worry about, a heart attack. This, generally myself, all of us, we don't realize the importance of it. Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah used to say so beautifully that Allah wala banna faraz hai. Nek banna faraz hai. Again, it is in other words, every person must become pious. The true slave of Allah, what does it mean, pious? That every moment you worried that Allah Ta'ala is watching me all the time. And don't take it in a negative sense, that Allah Ta'ala is watching me just to take me to task, aliyazu billah. In other words, when Allah Ta'ala is watching us, we are in the protection of Allah. But if on the other hand, I don't know who Allah Ta'ala is, like this young boy, when he was going to fetch his, he went to airport with his old uncle, with his whatever father's friend. So he said, "What is dada?" He was a young boy, so you should call your father's friend, elderly person, Ahmad dada or whoever. So according to their rank, this is what we should learn, and that is what our elders and our parents, who were real parents, they used to teach us that. Today we see, Shaitan wants to capture The heart, when the heart of the child is captured, then the mind will think according to shaitan. And the heart Allah Ta'ala is kept only for Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we have to be extremely careful. First of all, in the parents, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has mentioned clearly that what is to follow the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam, that is a natural way. Supposed to be a natural way for every human being. But unfortunately myself, when we don't realize who we are, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says clearly, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ عَيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ عَيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. That Allah gave us all these faculties and all the parts of the body outwardly. It looks like my body is very, I'm a healthy person. I'm more worried of the outward of my body. But reality, I don't realize I am the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And it is not becoming that a slave, to understand what is a slave, this is the most honorable position. The highest position to be is the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And who was the most honorable and the greatest slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam. And when a person realizes this, and he testifies, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasulu. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when Allah Ta'ala gives me my food, then I sit like a humble slave on the ground. And I realize I don't deserve this food. So like myself, Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, all of us, that we should realize myself, that we make tawbah, istighfar, and beg Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is that kind being that when you get up in the morning, you realize, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَحْيَانَا بَعْدَ مَا أَمَاتَنَا وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. So myself, all of us, let me think that we are revising the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And sunnah is not just something that we are just revising a few aspects that in the morning what we must do. Sunnah is our daily life. It's supposed to be as we grow up. It's supposed to be a natural way. And that is why when a person, today when we don't love the natural way of life, then the upside down way seems to be a good way for us. Whereas that is the height of Allah Akbar. Allah Ta'ala save us. That is the height of worse than animalism also. That even Allah, it comes in narrations and in some Mufassirin have mentioned, which we hear from our Shaykh, and Allah give us tawfiq, that we beg Allah Ta'ala to say those words that is beneficial for myself, for my own Islah, for my own reformation in my heart. I come here with the right intention. That is for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to become the true slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, tawfiq and understanding that we beg Allah Ta'ala, and Allah wants us to become His beloved. That is why Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala told our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam, announced, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. That announce and say, if you want to become the beloved of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you, one is, you want to become the beloved of Allah, then very easy, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, just follow my way of life. And a person like myself, that I think that I am the lover of Allah, I am the beloved of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala says, measure our love according to the criteria that Allah Ta'ala has decreed. Not our own thing that I think outwardly I got an outward appearance of the beloved of Allah, which is very good. But when a person, Allah gives tawfiq to adorn the outward, then a person will be worried. The outward will affect the inward, and the inward will affect the outward. And that is why Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has brought us here, that to realize what is the reality of as-salah, which is that great ibadat of Allah Ta'ala after iman. And daily we have to be renewing our iman. Because Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam has mentioned that how the people in the beginning of Islam, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam announced his nabuwat, people were in the era of jahiliyyah, ignorance. And today we are in the time Badal Islam wa ghariba wa sayaudu kama bada. Islam, people regard it as a strange thing. And that what is this new way of life that you are calling to one Allah Rabbul Izzat, whereas people were living in an environment of idol worship. And today Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the time will come when Islam will, the people will comment the same thing, that Islam will, the people will, the Islam, the value of Islam, that is to be a true Muslim, will be like a stranger. That this person is breaking family ties, unnecessary, he's stressing things that are, aliyazu billah, not important. So Al-Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَتُوبَا لِلْغُرَبَا. Allah Ta'ala said, give glad tidings for those people who are regarded as strange, and these people are living in the old, they're not living in the world of technology. But, Allahu Akbar, in the world of technology, we think we are progressing, but becoming intellectual fools. So Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supposed is the life wire of the ummah. When a person hasn't got the current, he hasn't, and what is the life wire? The life of a person is blood. If in our blood, the love of every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not there, then we are like dead people. And that is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned clearly, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. Allahu Akbar. That a person who remembers Allah Rabbul, who makes the zikr of Allah. But one is myself, we don't realize we're making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we are not connected to Allah. We just know Allah, as Hazrat explains, as a five letter word, like myself. So Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat gives us beautiful example. Now this young boy went with his elderly chacha, that is his father's friend, old man who knew his father, tick and turn, they worked, they stayed in the village, and asked permission, the mother sent him, that whatever his father's friend must have been, the chacha or dada, will you take me to the airport, my father is coming. He said, no problem, and you know my father, so my son, don't worry, I'll take you. When he went to the airport, they had to wait a little while, and the dada told him that you sit here, and when the passengers come out, then he says, how will I know? He says, no, I'll be here, so I'll show you, there's your father coming. So it so happened that when the time for the passengers were coming out, and we know when the passengers come out, how eager we are to wait, where is our family? But Allah Ta'ala's system and nizam, that at that time, his chacha or his dada, that is the elderly person was the friend of his father. He had to go and relieve himself. So for that, when the passenger's car came out, and they all laughed, you can imagine father coming after how long, from so many years. So how he must be coming with love and eagerness to meet the family. So he's pushing a what we'll call a trolley full of goods. And this young boy is anxious, I want to meet my father. So as the passengers are coming out, now the uncle, the dada was gone to relieve himself. He was alone. And now people are coming out. One old man was pushing his trolley, so many bags. And he saw this young boy standing. He said, please help me to push this heavy load. He said, no, I don't have time. I'm waiting for somebody ready. I'm waiting for my father. So the old man carried on, no problem. He carried on moving. Passengers were going out, then the dada finished and he came. He saw this young boy waiting. And as he was coming, and elderly people, Allahu Akbar, that is why we are taught also, Jalisul Kubara, sit with the elders and listen to their experience. What they learn in 80 years, in few minutes, if you listen attentively, and you hear how they went through life, then immediately you'll be able to get that understanding and realize what we think that old people are nagging, you'll get experience of life. So from far already, while he was relieving himself and coming back, he recognized, there's this young boy's father, there's my friend. So this boy was eager to meet, and now he, so to say, refused his father. Then when the father's friend came, he said, hey, there's your father. Now eagerly, can you imagine how he ran? In the sight, so to say, as we say today, that love at first sight. That you don't even know you're involved in haram and you say love at first sight. Love at first sight is many people who come from the creator of love, Allah Rabbul Izzat. We hear the experiences of many, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who can be greater than them. that when they did not know who was our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then aliyazu billah, Allah Ta'ala had to declare, "Wama sahibukum bimajnoon." Allah, don't that your companion Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is from sahabat companionship, we'll say he's mad, aliyazu billah. And Allah, fa'ayna tazhabun, and where you move, where are you turning your attention, where are you going towards your enemies, and you think they are your friends. And today's time, Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. So as we explained in a useless way, that we might be thinking we are stretching and we are just talking about the reality, we're talking about the explanation, but we're not reading the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But myself, all of us, and as we explained, that take stock of myself in our life. We recite this, we read the sunnah, the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But are we true followers of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that when we just get an iota of the marifat of Allah, now you will, how eagerness will go to the man of Allah subhanahu. That I want to know more about Allah. I want to know who is Allah Rabbul Izzat. And to know Allah, Allah Ta'ala says that, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That I have created you for my ibadat. And ibadat is not what we think, or just salah, just giving our zakah, etc. Every aspect of our life, if it is, Qadi Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was the principal of Darulum Jawban for 30 years, Allahu Akbar. And what, he was such a personality that everybody, even the so-called intellectuals at that time, regarded Hazrat Qadi Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali as a very intellectual personality. So he made it very easy. Agar insan apni sari aadat ko sunnat ke mutabik bana de, to sari zindagi, Allahu Akbar, insan apni sari aadat ko sunnat ke mutabik bana de, to sari aadat ibadat ban jayegi. And as Hazrat explained, now we realize that our wuzu is ibadat. Our istinja is ibadat. All this, if we do it according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we'll realize how important is it. So this is what is called the anwar. The one is the nur of Allah Ta'ala must first penetrate our heart. Daily we have to renew our iman. And otherwise Allah Ta'ala warns us that our enemy is shaitan. And that is, he just whispers in our ears. But our real enemy, inna ada aduwaka bayna jambayk. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that our worst enemy is between our two shoulders. In other words, ourself, this body that is made from sand and water. So the inclination of body is towards the outward desires, passion, name, fame, all these things, and such as the stage in life we have reached. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. And Hazrat used to say that today everything we want just brand names. And where we have reached now, that even Allahu Akbar, in the name of Sunnah, kurtas have got brand names. And we write at the Rauza-i Park of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are looking at the brand names. What name is this kurta? And so Hazrat says it shouldn't be that now even our even the kafan become brand names. That I think that is my honor. Whereas, and that time has come that ihram has become branded names also. Even ihram is, this is the trendsetter. Whereas our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the only trendsetter is our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala, through all our coming year, Allah Ta'ala opened this useless slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the darkness, and remove the darkness from our heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us realize that till our last moment, we should be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that let me not be caught up in the trap of shaitan. That outwardly Allah ta'ala save me, all of us, that we are worried of just our outward, and in reality we are living in a fool's paradise. And that is why Allahu Akbar, a tabi'i, Hazrat Ibn Mulaika rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, I met 30 sahaba of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and each one of them was worried that I am not a munafiq. So Allah Ta'ala make me today, it's not, we don't have to be looking at anybody else. I have to be looking in my heart. All of us have to be looking in our own hearts. Today is not the time that, but Allah has given descriptions, and in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَمِنُ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ حَتَّى إِذَا خَرَجُ مِنْ إِنْدِكَ قَالُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَاذَا قَالَ عَنِفًا. That those people will come eagerly even into your majlis. Allah say, me, all of us. And that is, this was in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today Allah save us, that let's go hear this program, or this program, who is, that you want to hear what this sheikh is coming, or this scholar is coming. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Akram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has left behind, taraktu ara amrim bayza, layluha kanahariha, that I left you on such a path that is as clear as daylight. In other words, even the night is like the day. So a person cannot get lost. But unfortunately, we are eager to go to this lecture, that lecture. Whereas Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the two lectures that should strike our heart, and what is one is a talking lecture, that is the Qur'an-i Kareem. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and that is why Allah gave us this special month to realize. Many a times a person say, I'm very busy. But if there's to ask Allah save us, shaitani event, in a very busy month of your life, then you say, no, your tickets are booked already. Here we think now, well, what are we going to do there? Okay, spend our time, but it is only Allah's fazl and karam that Allah brought us here. So the object of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is, as much as durood we read upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we come to learn who our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, then what from the bottom of our heart, we can't make shukr to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is Allah ta'ala taught us. Reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a person who's got a heart. He will tell, like Hazrat says, a person today, we have arguments in the home, but when a person who's got a heart, and your wife, you say you love your wife, and if she tell you that, who is there for me now? That now my father has passed away, nobody, that only you are there for me. If you got a heart, you'll melt and say, inshallah, Allah's fazl, I'll take care of you. But if you don't have a heart, then who is the creator of the heart? Allahu Akbar. When we tell Allah Rabbul Izzat, when we go into sajda, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, oh my Rabb, that you have brought me right at your threshold, my useless body, and which I think I'm very smart, or I'm very intelligent, you gave me all this, and I regard myself as somebody, whereas I'm not even zarra be mikdar, I've got nowhere, I'm not even worth a speck, Allahu Akbar. Nobody will even look at me. It is only your favor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala allows us to put our head right down at, so to say, the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is not our work to go into all the details. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says clearly, when you sit in the company of the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they'll make us realize that not only our body should be down in front of Allah, like we're parking our cars, and the cars stay in the car park, Allahu Akbar. And here in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the men of Allah ta'ala are actually allowed in the house of Allah ta'ala. So our body is our car, is our vehicle. And if we come into the crate on which this is, that ibadat which is called muhtam bishan, that is a very splendid Allah ta'ala's, Allahu Akbar, our Mashaykh have taught us, kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Every split moment, Allah is in a different splendor. And as we hear the beautiful poems, shana tiri har anandaye, kai jalali, kai jamali. And only through the fadl of our Mashaykh, with their company, Allah give us reality and make us understand and realize that a person thinks I'm eager to go, but when a person comes, whatever Allah decrees, you should be happy. Allahu Akbar. One person was eager to go for Umrah, and right at the the threshold where Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is descending. So Allah Ta'ala made it that now Allah Ta'ala gave him a condition that he got flu, he got sick, he couldn't even go to the haram, and that was a real excuse. So he went to Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, and although we should try our best, himmat-e marda, madad-e khuda, not for petty excuses like we say the children they complain to their father, my stomach is paining. And they know, we know how we will make excuses not to go madrasa, not to go to the masjid, etc. So anyway, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi told him that make shukr, Allah Ta'ala is giving you free of charge, double sawab. So we have to realize, and that is for us to realize, as our heart operation takes place, then we'll realize. So we revise the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but more important is to realize that we want to become the beloveds of Allah wherever we are, whichever environment, jis fiza mein bhi ho, jahan mein bhi ho, hamesha taqwa salamat rahe aur sunnat ke paaband rahe. Wherever we are the slaves, we are the ambassadors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to be the true ambassadors, then Allahu Akbar, we have to have the life of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 24/7. And just to get the reality of this, that is why Allah Ta'ala has given us this beautiful course. And the one is Iman, to accept the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have firm yaqeen under any condition, any moment, Allah Ta'ala's decree, whatever Allah decides, that is Allahu Akbar. When Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayh, he says that on one occasion, my Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, and this is all from our Shaykh, and this is in our broken way, as we realize Allah opens the make operation of our spiritual heart, then you will realize I'm absolutely useless. And I'm actually disgracing my mashayikh. Allah save us. But that is, Allah will make us realize this. But we will make shukr to Allah Ta'ala and always beg Allah Ta'ala that Allah let your fadl and karam be upon us. And make sattariyat and ghaffariyat. As you woke me up, you covered all my faults. And why you covered my faults? Because you want to forgive me. And when Allah Ta'ala beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, now as Hazrat says, that now leave the thoughts. The thoughts will make you go into all unnecessary badzan, etc., thinking bad on, and in the masjid we won't realize. So what Allah Hazrat taught us here, that Hazrat Shah Aki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, our Dada Shaykh, when he was a young man, 16, 17 years old, and he went to get this current of the love of Allah Ta'ala, the nur of Allah penetrated his heart as a young man making khidmat of his sheikh in a village. The Pulpur, old man, 70 years old. Today's time, we'll think, it doesn't make sense. But Hazrat says, Allah gave me tawfiq, that Allah Ta'ala, from young I was inclined to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why, to become the beloved of Allah, all the time we must be a talib, a sadiq, a true seeker. Then as you, Allah Ta'ala opens the heart, so Shaykh Mawlana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah ali told our beloved Dada Shaykh that Hazrat asked, is there a stage higher than ikhlas? One is we all say, I came here for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the raza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That, jo Allah kare, so khair kare. So Hazrat says, and this is we see Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what adab and respect. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ask them anything, then they used to say, Allah wa Rasulu alam. They used to sit with adab and they used to say, only Allah and His Messenger knows best. So Hazrat Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayhi was one of the great khalifas of Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. And this was the Shaykh of our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. He says, on one occasion my Shaykh told me that Hazrat Hakimul Ummat asked him, is there a stage higher than ikhlas? Hazrat says, we don't know. We have come here to learn, open our hearts. Ikhlas is to do everything only for the pleasure of Allah. But he says, higher than ikhlas is rada bil qada. And this is the whole object and purpose of these lessons. And our object and purpose of life is that Allahu Akbar. To get this connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this nisbat, what is called a special connection with Allah ta'ala, that I am the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must love how Allah wants me to love. But whatever conditions come, I must realize, to Allah kare, so khair kare. So that is why Allah give me tawfiq, that whatever words we are saying, it's outward, it's words, but Allah ta'ala is qadir and mutlaq. According to the intention, how we sat, and what niyat we come, accordingly Allah ta'ala, let the speaker say those words. Allah ta'ala make me, all of us, realize. So like Hazrat give an example, that jo Allah kare, so khair kare. Whatever Allah does, there's only good. So Hazrat says, there was a king who had a very close minister. And this minister, wherever the king used to go, the minister used to go with him. So one day the king told the minister that now we're going on a hunting trip. And we all get excited when we hear about hunting, etc. But when we go to the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll realize what is the reality of life. So Allah ta'ala, so Hazrat says that this king was going on a hunting trip and his special minister was with him all the time. So as they were going, and the king is all the arrangements were made on his hunting trip, and while they were going, the king got cut on his finger, either cutting a fruit, whatever. And when you get cut immediately at that time, it's painful. And it's so the what we call taqya kalam, what was on the ministers, all whatever used to happen, this used to come out. And what comes out from our mouth generally is what's in the heart. It's not that, and that reality will come out when Malakul Maut comes. So when the king got cut, immediately the minister said, "Jo Allah kare, so khair kare." Whatever Allah does, it is good. So the king got more angry. And it's close, and this is what we regard as a friend. And Allahu Akbar. The detail in that, Allah give us tawfiq, that on the occasion when Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq to mention it. But in the introduction already, all what has been mentioned in the kitab, Hazrat has mentioned it. As we explained, Hazrat used to read the kitab and then explain in detail. But in today, as we are love, we in the time where we are plastic zamana, that by reading the kitab generally we take a 40 wink and we don't even know what was read. And many a times we'll think that we heard the same thing. So the king, when he got cut, immediately he got it was paining also, and his close friend, he say, what Allah did is good. And kings, when they think that we got position, and they don't realize Allah gave us that outwardly to test us, then the king became angry, and he ordered that I to you, my close friend, and you say what Allah does is good, and I got injured, and it's hurting me. So the king say, according to how much their busa, in other words, their honor goes into their head, that I am the king. So you forget who is your close ones. So he said, you're ordered to take this minister and put him into jail. So the minister, and at that time, immediately he said, "Jo Allah kare, so khair kare." So the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever happens, immediately, and Hazrat says, still today, you find many of the Arabs, whenever anything happened, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. And we, myself, just lights go off, and we, Allah ta'ala, in the house of Allah ta'ala, we'll scream. And we can be students of deen, we can be close, the khalifas of the sheikh or whatever. But who of us, as our Hazrat teaches us over and over, that who of us, when we see the Dastar Khan, we have to be sitting before the food. And when the food comes, realize, I am the ordinary slave of Allah. And I don't even read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And Hazrat, those are the mashayikh, and that is why Allah has brought us here. That to make an operation of our heart, that is our ruh, that we should realize when Malakul Maut comes, then it shouldn't be hatta, a shock. So anyway, when the king ordered that this minister must be taken to jail, and he's a close minister of the close friend of the king, so he said, "Jo Allah kare, so khair kare." Then, as the trip carried on, the minister was put in jail, and He went in a so to say disgraceful way. The king carried on. He is the king. Now he went beyond his border, and he didn't realize where his country ends and this empty ground. Then he went into the next land, and there they were cannibals, people who eat human beings. Allahu Akbar. So now they got happy. Hey, here we got some very fresh stock that is coming in. The king didn't realize, and that is why Allahu Akbar teaches us that we have to learn deen, to practice deen, we have to know the limit. Tilka hududullah. We think that we are mashayikh, or we are the big scholars or in deen, but we don't know the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when we come to go out in a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are the hududullah? And that is what is mentioned in this whole introduction of this bayan of Sufi, Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatul Ali, which the bayan also so Sufi Iqbal Sahib explained, that this is just the introduction, and before you even start the actual bayan, which is the reality, is what he says, you first have to do a course of four noors. That is, first your heart operation has to start. And this is already in the Muqaddama, in the introduction. And when before the actual kitab starts, as we explained, Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatul Ali was the great Khalifa of Muhammad Shaykh Rahmatul Ali. And before he did us a favor, he saw this bayan and he said, wow, what a... And today we all, as our mashayikh say, that we got so many, whatever we call the sticks, that I got so many bayans of my Shaykh. I got so many, so many recordings of my Shaykh. Hazrat says, you got so many bayans, but have you got one aspect of your life in on your Shaykh? And a Shaykh is that Shaykh who's all the time worried, so Allah kare, so khair kare. And I must be living a life that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with me. So then, when the minister got caught, immediately the cannibals, they saw, here's fresh stock coming into our, right at our doorstep. So they caught hold of him. But Hazrat says that they also had some rules of Qurbani, that when we have to slaughter, and today also Hazrat is teaching us, that our deen has just become outward. Sayati ala nasi zamanun, la yabqa min al-islami illa smuh. Qurbani is a sacrifice, a loving sacrifice that Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, Khalilullah, Allahu Akbar. If we only understand who's Khalilullah, and may Allah give tawfiq, otherwise we'll be, as Hazrat explained, from one point we go into another point, and myself, but every point Allah Ta'ala gives, that Allah Ta'ala make it, that is only I mean for my islah, and all our islah, inshallah. And we become the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why, following the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who became die-hard lovers, Allah ta'ala explains, once upon a time, the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu says, we were regarded as the barbarians. Nobody wanted to rule over us. But when they came in, and the light, the nur of iman came in their heart, by the company, sohbat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is why Sahaba are known as Sahaba. They were the best mujahids in the world. They were the best musallim, those who used to perform salat to the best, but Allah Ta'ala did not call them as Allah, the best namazis. Allah Ta'ala called them sahaba, those who got the sohbat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So with company and loving company, then you'll become the man of Allah Ta'ala. Then once Allah Ta'ala says, Rijal, these are men. And who are men? رِجَالُ اللَّهُ تُلِيهِمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ. That men, we think, myself, I think I'm a man. I think I'm I'm talking here, we are not even worth to be sitting here and talking. But a man is, that I think I'm a man, but a man is who knows how to control his gazes. And we don't realize, in the masjid, as Hazrat explained, we'll be giving a big bayan on controlling our gazes. But we just walk out and we look at the filthy, dirty woman walking on the street and we don't even realize that. So that is not men. Men are those men that got married. Sahaba Radhiyallahu Anhu says, they got married, they had children, they did big business also. But not for a moment their mind was unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma la tu'minna makrak, wa la tunsina zikrak, wa la ta'tikana sitrak. وَلَا تَجْعَلْنَا مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. That, oh Allah, that we don't become so bold that those people that go beyond the limit, that they used to Be hasty. Where's the punishment of Allah Ta'ala liyazubillah? Allah Ta'ala has decreed, as we learned, the special qualities of Allah, if we just read, Ya Halim, Ya Kareem, Ya Wasi al-Maghfira, and one other quality you add in between, Ya Halim, Ya Kareem, Ya Latif. Allah knows the subtle qualities in between our hearts also. But Allah is wasi al-maghfira. Allah's forgiveness is very, very vast. And Allah, we shouldn't be despondent for a moment. So anyway, this king said that when he didn't understand that higher than ikhlas is, jo Allah kare, so khair kare. Whatever Allah does is good. When he came there, because he had his cut, that these people were cannibals, they used to eat human beings. But if you got injured, or you got some the defect in your body, and they say, this man is not worth for qurbani. So, like that, when our hearts become open, then we'll realize the value of every masala. And every masala, then you'll realize, a person came to Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi, that is, what is your opinion on this masala? Hazrat got upset. My opinion on a masala? Masala is a command of Allah. Where do we have a right to even have an opinion on any command of Allah Ta'ala? So this is what myself, all of us should realize. We might be thinking that many a times we think that we go to this bayan, we hear the same thing. But if we come with an open heart, that my valves are still blocked, then we'll realize, we're shocked that how Allah allows us to speak in the first place. So when the king realized he got saved, immediately he got happy that now he realized the manas what he said, Jo Allah kare, so khair kare. If I didn't get cut, then I should be eaten by all these the terrible man-eaters, cannibals. So like that, we are being eaten up in the society. Shaitan is eating up our iman, and we don't realize. When we come in the company of the man of Allah, then we'll realize, well, Allah brought us here, it is only His kindness. So anyway, the king, when he got released, now with great honor, he sent a decree now, that minister could release him with red carpet. Now I understand what he said, that when I got hurt that time, I felt it was hurt and injured. Then the king released the minister. So when the minister came out, so the king told the minister, now the minister, the king told the minister, now I understand what you say. That whatever Allah decrees is only good for me. But when I ordered that you must be put in jail, that time also you said, Jo Allah kare, so khair kare. So what was the good in that? And that's why we understand and realize that over and over, when a person realizes that my Shaykh is that great personality who true, he all the time they'll say, my Shaykh said this. And we saw from our Shaykh, and that is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what is this whole cause of the ma'rifat of Allah, that to get the recognition of Allah, and then realize that all my needs are only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we'll understand sahaba and whatever they needed, they only beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the reality. Then sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not be just regarded as an ordinary word. It will be regarded my way of life, day and night, wherever I am, I must be following my beloved. And who is my beloved? The beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, the king asked this minister, now I understood what you said, what Allah kare. If I didn't get injured, I should be eaten. So, but what was the wisdom for saying it when I ordered you must go to jail? And see, when we realize that our every moment is in the control and by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Bacha Salamat, you're the king, and you know I'm always with you. And on this trip also I was with you. But there was good, when you ordered me to go to jail, there was only goodness in there. If I had to be with you, both of us should get caught. You had an injury, they shouldn't eat you up. I didn't have an injury, so they should eat me up. So this is what this Anwar Salah is all about. That when the Noor of Allah Ta'ala just pricks our heart, like that son didn't recognize his father, and he said, no, I got no time. And yet, what Islam teaches us, Allahu Akbar, to help the people, the elderly people, etc. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize, when a person knows who his father is, who his ustad is, and as our Hazrat teaches us, you become teaching Bukhari Sharif, but you won't forget your ustad who taught you Ali Batasa. And how important is the foundation. So Allah give me tawfiq and understanding that Allah make us realize that This kitab, in generally, today we say we got this kitab. This is on special. But the real special is that the reality must go in my heart, in all our hearts. Subhanallah.